हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। हैविंग कंप्लीटेड आदिशंकर भगवत्पादास संबंध भाष्यम् introductory bhashyam to this Taittiriya Upanishad, we are entering into the study of the first part of the Upanishad. As we saw already, this Taittiriya Upanishad consists of three parts or three chapters. And this Upanishad belonging to Krishna Yajurveda is a Brahmana Upanishad. Brahmana Upanishad, Mantra Upanishad. We have two forms of Upanishads. If the mantras of the Upanishad are in verse form, like Kathopanishad, it's called Mantra Upanishad. The mantras of Upanishad or in prose form, it's called Brahmana Upanishad. And Taittiriya Upanishad consists of mantras in prose form. And this first section, the first chapter is known as Sikshavalli. The chapter is meant by this word Valli. So, Sikshavalli is the title of the first chapter. And Siksha itself means a science of phonetics. Siksha Shastra Sambandham is Siksha. Anyway, we are going to say a lot about it later on. And this first chapter with the title Sikshavalli consists of 12 paragraphs. Why I say paragraph? Mantras are in prose form. And here, this paragraph is uniquely known as Anuvakaha. Anuvakaha. If you say, when you say Rudra Parayanam, that's if we say Anuvakaha. So section is also called Anuvakaha. A paragraph also is called Anuvakaha. The 12 Anuvakas. But here, the beauty is, apart in this Upanishad, apart from Krishna Yajurvediya Shanti Mantraha Sahana Bhavatu, we also have some specific Shanti Patas of this Upanishad. So, this Upanishad, if you see, we have three times Shanti Patas are presented in Upanishad. So the Sikshavalli begins with the Shanti Pataha. The first Anuvaka forms the Shanti Pataha forms the first Anuvaka. Again, the Sikshavalli ends with the Shanti Pata. Begins with the Shanti Pata, ends with the Shanti Pata. Again, Shanti Pata comes before and the beginning of the Brahmanandavalli, second section also. So three times we see Shanti Pataha being presented in this Upanishad, but with a slight changes. The same prayer is presented everywhere. As first is this first Sikshavalli consisting of 12 paragraphs or 12 sections known as Anuvakaha begins with the Shanti Pataha, ends the Shanti Pataha. Two sections consist only of Shanti Patas. In between, we have 10 Anuvakaha, Dasha Anuvakaha. discuss only mainly upasanani. Upasanani form upasanas, form the subject matter of the 10 sections, 10 anuvakaha. But there also we also find the values which one should know in order to convert one's any action, religious, ritual or mundane activity into a discipline. And the attitude with which one should perform also. So the attitudes and values are also discussed in this chapter towards the end. Therefore, we can say this whole Sikshavalli is presented as a preparatory section. And the understanding should prepare one to enter into the next section, next chapter, Brahmanandavalli. Okay. So here, Upasanam, Upasanam. If Upasanam forms the subject matter of the Sikshavalli, what does the Upasanam mean? I shouldn't be explaining this here. Already I have explained. So I want to remind you. Because it is in Upanishad study, we have to be very clear about the difference in contemplation and meditation. So here, this section presents only Upasanani. Upasanam Samipe Sthitihi. So sitting near or being seated near. So how, not physically sitting near, placing the attention of the mind near Bhagavan is Upasanam. Being seated near means physically you can be anywhere. Mind must be placed in Bhagavan. Only that it is Upasanam, Upasanam. So Upasanam. So what is Upasanam? Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. It is the beautiful small definition of Upasanam. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. So Upasanam does not involve body or speech. It's purely a mental activity. That's why Manasa Vyaparaha. But Manasa Vyaparaha, for which the object must be only Ishwaraha Sagunam Brahma. So Sagunam Brahma means Ishwaraha. Sagunam Brahma Yeva Vishayaha Yasya Manasa Vyaparasya. Saha Manasa Vyaparaha Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. So the mental activity, meaning constantly placing attention in Sagunam Brahma, which is Ishwaraha Bhagavan. Only then it is Upasana. We always place our attention on something or the other. There's no time your attention is not placed anywhere. Only when you're asleep, attention is not placed anywhere. Therefore, Upasanam too is always there. But Upasanam, it becomes Upasanam only if the attention is placed on Bhagavan. Bhagavan is an object, Vishayaha. Therefore, Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. What is the benefit of meditation? What is the benefit of Upasanam? This Upasanam prescribed here is practiced mainly for steadying, calming the restless, agitated mind. Again, what is Upasanam? We have another definition also. Okay, what is the object to be meditated upon? What is that which makes our thinking a Upasanam? Object is Sagunam Brahma. Very clear. But how should the meditation be? How should Upasanam be? That is said, Vijatiya Vritti Anantarita Sajatiya விருத்தி பிரவாகா விஜாத்திய விஷய விருத்தி அனந்தரித சஜாத்திய விருத்தி பிரவாகா. உபாசனம், மெடிடேஷன் ஆர் கான்டெம்ப்ளேஷன். மெடிடேஷன் மீன்ஸ் விருத்தி பிரவாகா, ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ். அண்ட் விச் தாட்ஸ்? சஜாத்திய விருத்தி பிரவாகா, constant continuous flow of thoughts of a similar object. Sa jatiya vritti pravaha. And there can be a constant continuous flow of thoughts pertaining to thoughts of similar object if the thoughts are taken away from other objects. Therefore விஜாத்திய விஷய அனந்தரித மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சோ கான்ஸ்டன்ட் கண்டினியூஸ் ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் சேம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் டு தி எக்ஸ்க்ளூஷன் ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ் பர்டைனிங் டு எனி அதர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். திஸ் இஸ் உபாசனம். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ்? விஜாத்திய விஷய விஷய விருத்தி அனந்தரித சஜாத்திய விருத்தி பிரவாக. திஸ் ஒன் மோர் திங் நீட் டு நோ அபவுட் உபாசனம். லென் ஒன் மோர் திங், நிகிருஷ்ட வஸ்துனி சால்வ் தீஸ் த்ரீ டெபினிஷன்ஸ் பர்டனிங் டு உபாசனம் ஐ மென்ஷனிங் ஹியர். நிகிருஷ்ட வஸ்துனி உத்கிருஷ்ட வஸ்து துன ஆரோபக உபாசனம். நிகிருஷ்ட வஸ்துனி உத்கிருஷ்ட வஸ்துன ஆரோபக. ஹியர் ஈவன் திஸ் பூஜா ரூம், ஐ கேன் ஷோ யூ லேட்டர், வி ஹாவ் சோ மெனி மூர்த்திஸ். எவ்ரி மூர்த்தி இஸ் மேட் ஆஃப் பிளாஸ்டிக் ஆர் சம் மெட்டல் ஆர் சம்திங். ஆல் நிகிருஷ்ட வஸ்து. ஈவன் கவுடங், a heap of kaudang, okay, a small lump of kaudang can be made a cone, which is ganapati. Nikrishta vastu, nikrishta vastu, an ordinary thing is nikrishta vastu. But once you take a small lump of kaudang, hold it like this, make a small cone, then we bow to it. What is superimposed upon it? Ganapati. Utkrishta vastu, an exalted Bhagavan, Utkrishtavastu, is invoked, superimposed upon an Nikrishtavastu, an ordinary thing. Once you say, Om Namo Bhagavate Mahaganapataye, offer flowers, Akshata, you bow to that form, it is no more kaudan, ordinary kaudan. It symbolizes Mahaganapati, the Lord of countless number of groups of beings who appears in the whole Jagat. Mahaganapati, Gananam Patihi, Utkrishta Vastu is invoked upon Nikrishta Vastu. So Salagrama is a fossil. Fossil is wood, a stone. And he is looked upon as Mahavishnu. Not in a stone. Here we will invoke as what? This supposed form is there. Then we call it Shivalinga. So, any ordinary thing, small, small murtis, tiny murti sitting in a corner, invoked as Bhagavan. Nikrishta vastuni utkrishta vastunaha aropaha. At least here we have forms, okay, to explain what is Nikrishta Vastu, what is Utkrishta Vastu. Utkrishta Vastu is the most exalted is Bhagavan Diho, Ishvara Diho. Nikrishta Vastu is anything and everything in this world is Nikrishta only, ordinary. Any one given thing becomes a symbol for the whole. But here, Nikrishta Vastu in the Upasanam prescribed in this Shikshavalli, Nikrishta Vastu is not even the form. Not even form. Here, even Sandhihi. Sandhihi in grammar is what euphonic combination of sounds. Euphonic combination is called sandhi. It is a change, you know, the phonetic change happens when sounds come together. Vowels come together, or vowels and consonants come together, consonants come together. The phonetic changes happen. And this phonetic change is said to be euphonic, no? The euphonic combination is said to be sandhi. That sandhi, the combination of sounds, phonetic change itself is invoked here, looked upon as an altar for Bhagavan. Okay, therefore, Nikrishta was just sounds, combination of sounds, the phonetic change itself becomes what? Here, Nikrishta Vastu, on which Utkrishta Devata, a presiding deity, or Ishvara, is invoked. Okay, this is Upasanam. Luckily, we need not, cannot practice these Upasanas. We can only understand the Upasanas are prescribed just to have an idea that Upasanam is a discipline prescribed by the Shastram. In order to discipline the indisciplined mind, to discipline the restless mind, agitated mind into a calm, serene mind. That's all the purpose. This upasanam will not remove ajnanam. We must know the benefit of upasanam, and the same, you know, the limitation of upasanam also. Now, but even though these upasanams we are not able to practice, still we have to understand the spirit behind this concept of meditation, so that we have now substitutes. We have now puja room, we have murtis, and we have not one, we have so many murtis, and we worship. Understand? So the worship, the prayer, and which have been done, for placing attention there, this also becomes upasanam. Pujya Swamiji made very clear, upasanam involves threefold karma. Our mundane activities also involve our body, mind and speech. But the worship, the act of worshipping also involves threefold aspects. Physically we offer namaskarams, kayikam karma. Of course, we do waving of it, etc. Then, vachikam karma, chant mantras, recite shlokas. Then, it also manasam karma. The mind is not placed in your kayikam, vachikam karma in the puja room. It is not upasanam. Even though it involves a physical, worship involves physical, oral activities, still Pujya Swamiji says it is upasanam. Because attention is placed totally in what you are reciting, what you are doing. Attention is taken away from everything. It is Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha. Understand? And we also have Manasa Japaha, which is a substitute for this Vedic, the meditations prescribed in the Upasana Kanda. Understand? With this much understanding, we are going to see what these upasanams prescribed here are. Why we cannot practice these upasanams? These upasanams, meditations, are prescribed. How we should meditate upon this? How we should meditate upon? That method of meditation has become extinct. It's no more available anymore. Therefore, we cannot practice these upasanams, but we should know what these upasanams are. What is Utkrishta Vastu here? What is Nikrishta Vastu here? Why we should meditate upon? The purpose of meditation we should understand. So we can validate our japa, our worship, our prayer in the light of understanding the significance of meditation. The spirit behind this meditation. Okay. Now, Ishwaraha Sagunam Brahma Bhagavan forms the object of meditation, not anything else. Why I'm saying, when people go for modern meditation classes, see the apple, see the light, see that, see this, they listen to the sound. No. Object must be Ishvara. The whatever they say, that symbol, that object must symbolize Ishvara. Only then it becomes meditation, upasanam. Okay. Now, we can enter into, with this introduction to this topic, we can enter into this. And one more important thing is, the mantras meant for reciting, meant for chanting, should be learnt correctly. The pronunciation must be correct. The swaras must be correct. Only then the mantra recitation will be effective. Why we, even if we do not know the meanings, if we chant the mantras knowing the meanings, very good. Even if we recite the mantras without knowing the meanings, also it will be effective if we chant them correctly. Example, let me tell you. Suppose, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Any one of these, one mantra can become a mantra taken for japa. Now, Om Namo Narayanaya, if you chant this mantra, mantra happens to have Sanskrit sounds. The chanting will be effective. So, it must be chanted in Sanskritam itself. Salutations unto the Lord Narayana. Salutations unto the Lord Shiva. If we say, if I repeat the same, if I repeat the meaning of the mantra in English, japaha will not be effective. Will not enjoy the benefit. Salutations unto the Lord Narayana, salutations unto the Lord Narayana, salutations unto the Lord Narayana. I'm reciting the meaning. Why can't I? No. Mantra will be effective only knowing the meaning is not, knowing the meaning is good. Even if you do not know the meaning also, you can recite the mantra as it is. Reciting the translation of the meaning will not be effective. Understand? So, see, mantras meant for japa are different. Whereas, the mantras present the subject matter of the shastra. I mean, the mantras meant for recitation, meant for meditation are different. Whereas, mantras which present subject matter of the teaching, their mere recitation will not be of use. If you want to enjoy the benefit of mantras, of karma upasana khandas, you must chant them correctly. Whereas, even if you do not know the meaning, it's okay. But mantras of jnana khanda, even if you do not know how to chant them, the meanings must be understood in order to enjoy the benefit of the knowledge of mantras. Because mantras must be recited. Means the meanings of the words of the mantras must be unfolded in a certain way. There's a certain way of handling those mantras. So, those mantras, suppose Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam. Simply, I have memorized Taittiriya Upanishad mantras. You will enjoy the benefit of memorizing it, but you cannot have, you can enjoy the benefit of knowledge. If the knowledge has to rise, then the meanings of those words must be understood. In order to understand the meanings, exactly what is implied by each word, those words must be unfolded, handled in a certain way, in keeping with the sampradaya, the teaching, traditional teaching method of unfoldment. Okay, therefore, Jnanakanda mantra's meaning should be understood. Meanings of the Jnanakanda mantra should be understood in order to enjoy the benefit of knowing those mantras. Whereas Karma Upasana Kanda mantras, even if we do not know the meanings, still you can enjoy the benefit of those mantras if you chant them correctly with the proper pronunciation swaras. Okay? These are the certain things I wanted to say, because the question will come, why Upanishad discusses in the very opening the subject matter of phonetics. Of all this, the very second section, we are going to see the first the mantra, the second section, there are two lines, and wherein Upanishad briefly discusses the topic of phonetics. Not elaborately, just briefly, once in only one section, there's a brief discussion on the subject matter of phonetics, topic of phonetics. Why? Because just to make us understand the importance of chanting the mantras correctly, the proper pronunciation, intonation, the swaras, etc. Okay, we are going to see that later on anyway. Let us enter into the text here. Okay. Now, the Prathamaha Anuvakaha. As I said earlier, presents the Shanti Mantraha, Shanti Pataha, or Shanti Mantraha, which we have already read once. I gave the literal meaning. And the same Shanti Mantra, we are going to understand the Shankara Bhagavad Pada's commentary on it. Okay? So, in this mantra, in Shanti Pataha or Shanti Mantraha is recited, we all know very well, in order to ward off all forms of obstacles in our pursuit of Jnanam. The obstacles arising from three different sources. In terms of Adhyatmika Tapaha, Adibhautika Tapaha, Adidaivika Tapaha. Tapatraya Nivrityartam Shanti Pataha. You all know this. But as per Sampradaya, I am repeating this today. Really, I mean it. We must be able to pursue this Jnanam without any obstacles. So, tapatraya nivrityartam shanti pataha. Now, tap, I explained to you many times. Tapaha does not mean obstacle. Tapaha means heat. So, just as heat can scorch things, how the sun's heat scorches flowers and leaves. So, also, pain, emotional pain also can scorch our minds. Therefore, emotional pain is also meant by the word tapaha. It's as scorching as the heat. Therefore, pain is called tapaha. What we want to get rid of is tapaha, not the obstacles. And what causes the tapaha? Obstacles. When in any pursuit, when you make any effort, your obstacle comes, you don't feel happy. It's a pain. Therefore, tapaha is one thing. The emotional pain is caused by obstacles in your pursuit. And obstacles are only, how many of our obstacles are there? All of them are from only three different sources. One's own self, or beings and things around, or natural crisis, calamities. Therefore, in order to remove the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources. So, Shanti Pataha is always presented, wherein we invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of all the natural phenomena who are revered as Devataha. Okay, therefore, we seek the grace of Bhagavan in the form of Devatas, the Adhishtana Devataha. Adhishtana Devataha are the natural phenomena only, but they are revered as Devataha because they enjoy their existence. Their manifestations of knowledge, manifestations of consciousness, every natural phenomenon being a manifestation of consciousness. It is not looked upon as a mere bundle of energy. It is looked upon as Devata. Ishvara, Ishvara's form is Devata. So Adhishtana Devatas, the preceding deities, govern individual aspects. They also govern the aspects, you know, in the cosmic level also. As per the individual level and the cosmic level, these devatas govern, preside over. Therefore, we invoking the grace of Bhagavan in the form of devatas in all these, in this Shanti Pataha, so that all these devatas will be functional favorably, that we can be free of obstacles. We pray to all these devatas to be bestowers or sources of auspiciousness. Mangala dataraha bhavantu. Mangala datriha bhavantu. Sarvaha devataha mangala datriha bhavantu. All of them be the bestowers, source of auspiciousness to us. So, let us see the Shanti Mantra now. Om Shanno Mitra Shambarunah Shanno Bhavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramah Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu Tad Vaktaramavatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Once you understand the significance of meditation, then you will know, you will be more attentive, and you know the value of the pujas you are doing. That's the reason I wanted to explain that. Okay, so here Mitraha. Mitraha is the name of a devata. Mitraha naha sham bhavatu. This bhavatu we are going to see later on. Bhavatu should be added to every line. There must be addition of this word bhavatu in the following mantra, all the sentences, to get the complete meaning. Okay. Mitraha naha sham bhavatu. Varunaha naha sham bhavatu. Ariyama naha sham bhavatu. Indraha naha sham bhavatu. Brihaspatihi naha sham bhavatu. Urukramaha Vishnuhu naha sham bhavatu. Sham bhavatu, sham bhavatu. Naha for us. For all of us. For all of us, for the entire humanity. For the teacher and the students, for all of us, naha, for us, sham. Sham means Shivam. The important meaning is the source, the auspiciousness. I explained this that day itself. In Rudra Prashna also we come across this, isn't it? Sham means auspiciousness. What is auspiciousness? To understand, we understand the meaning of the word Rudraha also. Rutam dravayati iti Rudraha. Isn't it? That which drives away the unwanted, undesirable sorrow is Rudraha. The word Shivaha, Arshivam, Arsham means that which is devoid of sorrow, that which does not cause sorrow, that which drives away the sorrow when understood is Sham, Shivaha. In fact, the word for the word Sham as a Shiva, so many, how the word Shiva is derived and what it, the meanings, etc., we come across in Lakshmidhara's commentary on Saundari Lahari. So many meanings are there. Anyway, so understand, Sham means auspiciousness. Shivam, Sham, Shubham, Mangalam, Kalyanam, Bhadram, Swasti, all these words mean the same. As an auspicious beginning, I want to say all these words. Even hearing the words, saying the words is very auspicious. Okay. So, Naha Sham Bhavatu, let there be auspiciousness. So, Mitraha Naha Sham Bhavatu, let Mitra Devata be a source of auspiciousness to us. This is the meaning here. We are going to see the Bhashyam soon. So, may Varunaha, Aryama, Indraha, Brihaspatihi, Urukramaha, Vishnuhu, may all these devatas be sources of auspiciousness to us. May all these devatas function favorably, that we will not have any obstacles, we will not have the pain of having obstacles in our pursuit. Of course, we say, then, Brahmane Namaha. So instead of invoking the grace of individual devatas, Brahmane Namaha. Here, Brahma, not Brahma, Brahma, Nakaranta Pullinga Shabda. Brahma is another word for Hiranyagarbha. So, Brahmane Namaha means Hiranyagarbhaya Namaha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? All these devatas, countless number of devatas, collectively is known as Hiranyagarbha. Brahmane Namaha. Okay, Brahmane Namaha. Salutations unto the Lord who is in the form of all devatas. So, Hiranyagarbha or Brahma is a name attributed to Ishvara as the totality of devatas. Brahmane Namaha. And the same Brahma is said to be He Vayo Te Namaha. Again, Vayu also Samashti Pranaha. Same Hiranyagarbha is said, looked upon as Samashti Pranaha. Then, Vayu Tomeva Pratyaksham Brahma Asi. You are the Lord perceptible to us. Tomeva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami. Then Rutam Vadishyami. I shall tell you are the truth. Satyam Tam Satyam. You are the truth. Satyam Vadishyami. Why am I reading, going again fast? You're going to the Bhashyam soon. That is why. Tad Mam Avatu. May that Lord protect me. Tadu Vaktaram Avatu. May the Lord protect this teacher. Mam Avatu Vaktaram Avatu. May the Lord protect the teacher and protect the taught, the student. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Why I didn't explain now? We're going to see the Bhashyam. Again, it will take a lot of time. Just to save time, I'm just going ahead. Let us see here. Now Mitraha. Let us enter into the Bhashyam now. Please go to the Bhashyam of the Shanti Patha. Already we know the literal meaning of this mantra. We have seen this. Now we are going to understand the Shanti Patha with Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary. Now, Bhashyam, the first word was Sham. What is the meaning of the word Sham? Sukham. Sukham means happiness. happiness, auspiciousness, fullness, limitlessness mean the same. Understand? So, sham is equal to sukham. Okay, what is, now who is this? We here, mitraha. Who is mitraha? Shankara Bhagavad Pada says, prana vrittehe ahnaha cha abhimani devata. Abhimani devata. So, here mitraha is a presiding deity. Adhishtana devata. He presides, Adhishtana Devata, of an aspect at the cosmic level. Adhishtana Devata of an aspect at the individual level also. So, Vyashtyehe, Samashtyehe cha. Okay? At both levels, the same Mitraha is the Adhishtana Devata. So, Mitraha is Adhishtana Devata, Abhimani Devata. Abhimani Devata, Adhishtana Devata means identified with a certain aspect. Abhimani means identified with a certain aspect. Devata identified with a certain aspect, cosmic aspect. Now, Prana Vrittehe, Abhimani Devata. Okay, so Prana Vritti, please make a note. Earlier I said, no, what is it? Vritti, sajatiya vritti pravahaha. There vritti means thought. Here vritti means uncha vritti. People will go singing bhajans, asking for alms. Uncha vritti. Okay? Uncha vritti is different. So vritti also means livelihood. Vritti means a profession. Vritti means an action. Function. Function. Action. No, profession, we can say vritti. What is your vritti? We can say, okay, adhyapana vritti. They'll say those days. So, vritti means thought, vritti also means function. So, prana vrittehe ahnahacha ahan ahar. Means day, dinam, ahnaha, and he is silent, okay? So, ahnaha, when you say, ahaha means day, dinam, ahnaha means nakaranta shabda, dinasya abhimani devata, then prana vritte hecha. At the individual level, mitraha is the presiding deity of the pranaha. The function of exhalation. Pranaha. And the same Mitraha, Adhishtana Devata of the day at the cosmic level. Samashti Drishtya Dinasya Abhimani Devata. Vyashti Drishtya Pranavrittehe Abhimani Devata. So, we want Devata presenting two aspects. Individual aspect and the cosmic aspect. Cosmic level also. Universal aspect at the cosmic level. Dinam. Therefore, prana vrittehe ahnaha cha abhimani devata mitraha. May that devata be a source of auspiciousness to us. Okay. Prana vrittihi cha ahar. Ahan, okay? Ahnaha pranavittehe cha positive case form. Abhimani devatatma mitraha naha. Naha is equal to asmakam. Are you all following the bhashyam correctly? Naha is equal to asmakam. You can see the visandhi. No smakam is there. Naha asma. Naha is equal to asmakam. For us, bhavatu. Okay. Tathayeva tathaivapana vrittehe ratrehe cha. Tathayeva அபானவிருத்தேஹே ராத்ரேஹே ச அபிமானி தேவதாத்மா வருணஹ சன்னோ மித்ரஷம் வருணஹ. ஹூ இஸ் வருணஹ? வருணஹ தேவதாத்மா, அபிமானி தேவதா, அதிஷ்டான தேவதா. தோ தேவதா ப்ரிசைடிங் ஓவர் தி ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆஃப் இன்ஹலேஷன் அண்ட் at the cosmic level, the same Varuna is the Devata presiding over at the cosmic level, the night. Ratrehe cha. So, dinasya abhimani mitraha, ratrehe abhimani Devata, Varunaha. So, pranasya abhimani Devata mitraha, apanasya abhimani Devata, Varunaha. So, what are pranaha apanaha? We know very well. See, generally, the word pranaha, pranaha means Tamil may, people may have some problem. Because in Tamil, pranaha means pranavayuhu, oxygen. The word prana is literally used to mean all function, physiological functions. Prana. But here specifically, pranaha means pragamanavanvayuhu, pranaha. The exhaled air is prana. Adhogamanavanvayuhu, apanaha. Inhale, there is apana. So these two waves represent the entire respiratory function of respiration, governing the respiratory system. So prana, now you can understand, exhalation, day, inhalation, night. There were these two, okay, the one devata governing, the presiding over, the function at the individual level and the total level. So, மே வருணஹ ததா ஏவ அபானவிருத்தேஹே. விசர்கா இஸ் டாட், ப்ளீஸ் மேக் புட் விசர்கா ஃபார் இட் வென் யூ ஆர் பிரேக்கிங் இட். அபானவிருத்தேஹே ராத்ரேஹே ச, அபானவிருத்தேஹே ராத்ரேஹே ச அபிமானி தேவதாத்மா வருணஹ. தேவதாத்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தேவதா ஒன்லி. Okay, Varuna, you know very well. Then, who is Aryama? Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha, Shanno Bhavatvariyama, Shanno Bhavatvariyama, Sham Naha Bhavatu Aryama. The next Devata is Aryama. Who is Aryama? Abhimani Devata Aryama. The Aryama is the presiding deity, Adhishtana Devata, Abhimani Devata, of what? Chakshushi Aditya. Chakshushi Aditya means Chakshush is Chakshurindriyam. So Aryama is another word for Suryaha. So Surya Devata, Suryaha, the Adhishtana Devata, the presiding deity of the eye, seeing powers. Chakshuhu is an indriyam, seeing powers. Seeing power. And also, Adityaha, the same Chakshurindriya Devata is Aryama, Adityaha. Suryaha is also said to be Adityaha as the aspect associated with the totality. See, it is not enough if you pray only for your wellness. The whole Jagat must be in proper order for you to be peaceful. So we are seeking Bhagavan's grace, Bhagavan, the grace of Bhagavan of Devatas, presiding over the individual and at the cosmic level also. So, Chakshuhu, Chakshushi Aditya cha Abhimani Aryama. Abhimani is equal to Adhishtana Devata. The Devata identified with, associated with the seeing powers of an individual and as Adityaha at the cosmic level is Suryaha. May the Suryaha be a source of auspiciousness to us. See, if you chant this mantra with the Shraddha, with the faith, your health, I tell you, you're praying to Bhagavan for the physical, emotional well-being and the healthy atmosphere around us. The next, Indraha Bale. Balam means physical prowess, physical stamina, physical strength. The strength as a whole is Balam. So Indraha, Indra Devata. So the phenomenon presiding over the strength is Indra Devata. May Indra Devata be a source of auspiciousness to us. Then Vachi Buddhau Cha Brihaspatihi. Brihaspatihi is a name of the presiding deity, Adhishtana Devata, presiding over the Vachi. Vachi is a locative case. Vachi means the organ of speech, and also Buddhau in the intellect. So, Vachi Buddhau Cha Brihaspatihi. May Brihaspatihi, the Lord of Speech, the presiding deity, Adhishtana Devata of the organ of speech and intellect, be a source of auspiciousness to us. Bless us with auspiciousness, which means one must have clarity of expression, clarity of thought and clarity of expression. And we are very clear, don't know how to express clearly. You are very eloquent, you can express very clearly, but no clarity here. And Swamiji used to say, people who are very vachi, they have clarity. No, clarity in the sense, they are very eloquent in expressing, very articulate. No clarity means they're dangerous people. You need both. The teacher needs clarity in vision, clarity of thought, and clarity of expression also. As a student, should be able to receive clearly and retain clearly. Therefore, it is here, Vachi Buddhau Cha Brihaspatihi. So may this Brihaspati Devata, Adhishtana Devata, presiding over the organ of speech and the intellect, be a source of auspiciousness to us. Okay, next, Vishnuhu. I'm just reading the Bhashyam. Now we will enjoy simple Bhashyam. Enjoy the simple, very nice. Vishnuhu, Vishnururukramaha. Also make note of sandhis. Okay. Vishnururukramaha. Vishnuhu Urukramaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Urukramaha is equal to Vistirnakramaha. Vistirnam. Vistirnam means extension. Vistirnam is extension. One who is of the stride of extensive, extremely extensive stride. The long stride is Urukramaha, Vistirnakramaha. Means what? All pervasive. Without going, he has already placed his foot. That's why he is all pervasive. He is said to be a lot of Vistirnakramaha, Urukramaha. Vamanaha is said to be Urukramaha. And here, Vishnu is a Devata. Vishnu, the Devata, Abhimani Devata, Adhishtana Devata, presiding over what? The feet. Padayoho Abhimani. The Devata associated with, identified with the feet is Vishnu. Evam. He made his Lord Vishnu, who is of long stride, Vistirnakramaha, be a source of auspiciousness to us. Blesses with auspiciousness means blesses with everything. Be conducive, be favorable to us. Evam, in this manner, Adhyatma Devataha, Evamadi Adhyatma Devataha Sham Naha Evamadi, in this manner Adhyatma Devataha. Adhyatma Devata, Devataha presiding over the powers at the individual level, be a source of, and also at the cosmic level, be bring blesses with auspiciousness, be source of auspiciousness to us. So, bhavatu iti bhavatviti sarvatra anushangaha. Anushangaha means addition. Bhavatu iti sarvatra anushangaha means what? Shanno, now. We said that bhavatu is not then every word, every sentence. So we have to supply the word bhavatu, bhavatu, bhavatu to make the sentence complete and meaningful. So addition or adding of the word, this imperative verb bhavatu with every devata should get the complete meaning. That's what is. Bhavatu iti sarvatra anushangaha. The addition of this imperative word bhavatu is implied everywhere. Okay. So we have now prayed to the Adhishthana Devatas associated with the individual aspects and at the universal aspects at the cosmic level. Now, Shankaracharya cites further, Tasuhi Sukhakritsu. Why we should invoke their grace? Why should they be sources of auspiciousness? Why should they bless us with auspiciousness? Why should they function favorably? He says, Tasuhi Sukhakritsu. Every devata must be a Sukhakrit. This is Sati Saptami. When all the devatas are Sukhakritsu, when all of them function favorably as sources of auspiciousness, Tasu Sukhakritsu, Tasu Devatasu Sukhakritsu, that is Sukhakritsu. When all those devatas function favorably as the sources of auspiciousness, then what happens? Bhavishyanti, there will happen what? Vidya. There will happen three functions. Shravanam will happen, dharanam will happen, upayogaha will happen. Shravanam, dharanam, upayogaha bhavishyanti. Shravana dharana upayogaha bhavishyanti. Three things will happen when all these devatas function favorably as sources of auspiciousness. Okay, so shravanam, listening will happen. Proper listening will happen. Proper listening means of what? The subject matter of the shastram imparted. Vidyayaha shravanam. Listening to the subject matter of the shastram unfolded by the teacher will happen properly without any obstacle. Shravanam also will not be possible if any of these devatas goes on strike. Okay. Then shravanam is not enough. What has been heard should be retained. Dharanam should just remain in our mind. It should not enter into through one ear, it should get out of another ear. Therefore, in the kala vangi, andha kala poho kudadu, it should remain. So, dharanam. It should remain. Therefore, dharanam. Vidyayaha shravanam. Vidyayaha dharanam. Vidyayaha upayogaha. Upayogaha means what? Use. So, in listening to the subject matter of the teaching, and in retaining what has been heard, and enjoying the use, benefit of it also, we need Devata's grace. Therefore, Vidya Shravana Dharana Upayogaha Bhavishyanti. Vidya Yaha Shravanasya Dharanasya Upayogasya cha ஓகே, கேன் சே ஸ்ரவண ஸ்ரவணம் பவிஷ்யதி, தாரணம் பவிஷ்யதி, உபயோகம் அப்படி பவிஷ்யதி. சோ ஸ்ரவண தாரண உபயோகாக பவிஷ்யந்தி. ஓகே, சோ உபயோகம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி நாலெட்ஜ் will be of use, will become useful. And when we go even to share, so the word upayogaha is explained by another commentator, in the sense, the not another commentator, Shankara Bhagavatpada's, you know, this vritti, people who write vartikam etc., okay, they say upayoga should be taken as also viniyogaha. Vinyogaha means distribution, prasada vinyogaha, we remember the temples. Vinyoga means distribution, dhana vinyogaha, vinyoga distribution. Also it means sharing, isn't it? So vinyogaha means distribution, it means sharing. Once you receive the knowledge, you have to receive, understand, retain, then share. So sharing one's knowledge it helps one have assimilation. Therefore, the sharing of knowledge is for nididhyasanam. So, shravanam and retention stands for mananam. Upayoga stands for nididhyasanam. So, for shravana, manana, nididhyasanam, all will be possible. All will happen. When you share what you have understood and retained, it becomes contemplation for you. Therefore, shravana, manana, upayoga is equal to nididhyasam. Dharanam stands for mananam. So, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasam, all of the knowledge received from the teacher will happen. Shravana, manana, upayogaha bhavishyanti. How? Apratibandhena. See, tritiya. Isn't it tritiya vibhakti? Apratibandha, obstacle, obstruction. Apratibandhena, without any obstruction, without any obstacle, impediment, without any hindrance, these things will happen. Shravanam will happen, mananam will happen, nidhyasanam also will happen in the form of sharing the teaching with others. For all that you need devata anugraha, bhagavad anugraha. So, tasuhi sukhakrutsu, only when all those devatas function favorably, remaining as the bestowers of happiness, sources of auspiciousness, these three things will happen. Shravanam, listening to the teacher, all subject matter of the shastra will happen. Retention of the teaching will be possible. And also, sharing of the teaching. Thereby contemplation also will be possible, will happen. Vidyayaha shravana dharana upayogaha apratibandhena bhavishyanti. Pratibandhena katam bhavishyanti, na bhavishyanti. So apratibandhena bhavishyanti, without any obstacles, iti. Therefore, tat sukhakritvam, sukhakritvam, prarthyate. So in this shanti pataha, what is prayed for? Prarthyate, passive voice sentence. Kim prarthyate, sukhakritvam prarthyate. Tat means tesham sukhakritvam. Tat is the saptami tatpurusha samasa. Tat sukhakritvam prarthyate. Tesham sukhakritvam prarthyate. See, what is prayed for is all these devatas should enjoy the status of being the sources of auspiciousness to us. What is prayed for is the status of being the source of auspiciousness of these devatas towards us. Sukhakritvam prarthyate, may all these devatas should be sorts of auspiciousness, is what is prayed for. As what? Shanno bhavatviti, sham naha bhavatu iti. Let there be auspiciousness to us. Iti, thus, it is prayed. prayed for. Let all these devatas be sorts of auspiciousness. This is thus is what is prayed for by way of these devatas having enjoying the status of being the sources of auspiciousness. Okay, with this particular bhasham is over now. Over means the prayer for auspiciousness. Now still we're going to offer salutations now. First to pray what you want, the prayer portion. Now worship. Worship means what? Worship means, okay, worship is an expression of one's gratitude to devatas for blessing us with what all we pray for. Worship should be expressed in the form of glorification. Therefore, Brahma Vividushuna. Brahma Vividushuna. Brahma Vividishuhu Vetum Icha Vividisha. A desiderative word. Vetum Icha Vividisha. Desire to know. Like Jignyasa Vividisha mean the same. Jignyasuhu Vividishuhu mean the same. The one who is desirous of knowing is Jignyasuhu. Jnatum Icha. Similarly, Vetum Icha Vividisha. And Vividishuhu is the one who has Vividisha is Vividishuhu. So, Brahma Vividishuhu, not any other Vividishuhu. One who is desirous of the absolute reality, Brahma. Paramparulai arya virumbahindravan, Brahma Vividishuhu. Brahma Vidishuhu is the one who is desirous of knowing the absolute reality, the ultimate truth implied by the term Brahma. So, Brahma Vidishuhu. Brahma Vividishuna, by that person who is desirous of knowing the truth, Namaskara Vandana Kriye Vayu Vishaye Brahma Vidyopasargashantyartham Kriyete. By that person, the sentence in passive voice sentence. Kriyete. Kriyate is done. Kriyante are done. Kriyete dual form. Okay. These two things are done. Kriyete. These two things are done. What two things? Vandana Kriya is done. Namaskara Kriya is done. Vandanam Namaskaraha. Vandanam gerund, neuter noun. Namaskaraha is the masculine noun. These two are done. By whom? Brahma Vividushuna. Brahma Vividushuna. Ukaranta Pullinga Shabda. Brahma Vividushuna. These two are done. What two are done? Kriyete. Namaskara Vandana Kriye, Kriyete. These two acts of bowing, the act of bowing and the act of glorifying. These two acts, okay, are done by a Brahma Vidishuhu. He begged Bhagavan of Devatas to bless, to be a source of auspiciousness. Now he expresses, he bows and he glorifies. Brahma Vividishuna Namaskara Vandana Kriye Kriyete. Okay. To whom? Vayu Vishaye Namaskara. So, the act of bowing, Namaskaraha. Namaskara Kriya. Vandana Kriya, the act of praising. Act of glorification. Glorifying. These two are done. Of whom? Towards whom? About whom? Vayu Vishaye. దిస్ టూ ఆర్ డన్ టువర్డ్స్ వాయు సమష్టి ప్రాణ. సమష్టి ప్రాణ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఈశ్వర. ది యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ బవింగ్, ది యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రైజింగ్ ఇస్ డన్ టువర్డ్స్ ఈశ్వర, ది సమష్టి ప్రాణ. వాయు విషయే వాట్ వాట్స్ ద పర్పస్, కిమర్థం కిమర్థం. సి కిం కిం క్రియతే, క్రియే ద్వే క్రియే క్రియేతే, నమస్కార క్రియా వందన క్రియా చ క్రియేతే, కేన క్రియేతే, బ్రహ్మ విదుషునా క్రియేతే. కస్య విషయే క్రియేతే, వాయు విషయే. కిమర్థం క్రియేతే, వాట్ ఆర్ దే డన్ ఫర్, వై షుడ్ బి బౌ టు ఈశ్వర, వై షుడ్ బి గ్లోరిఫై ఈశ్వర, వాట్ పర్పస్, కిమర్థం, వాట్ పర్పస్. శాంత్యర్థం, శాంత్యర్థం, ఫర్ పాసిఫికేషన్, ఫర్ పాసిఫైయింగ్, ఫర్ రిమూవింగ్, ఫర్ రిజాల్వింగ్, ఫర్ వాట్. ఉపసర్గ శాంత్యర్థం. ఉపసర్గ, ప్లీజ్ మేక్ నోట్ ఇన్ గ్రామర్, ఉపసర్గ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్, ఇస్ ఇట్? ప్రిఫిక్సెస్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్. ఉప ఆ వి, దట్ ఈస్ గ్రామాటికల్ ఉపసర్గస్, బట్ హియర్ ఉపసర్గ మీన్స్ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్, ఇంపెడిమెంట్స్. ఉపసర్గ బ్రహ్మ విద్యా ఉపసర్గ శాంత్యర్థం, బ్రహ్మ విద్యా ఉపసర్గ శాంత్యర్థం, బ్రహ్మ విద్యోపసర్గ శాంత్యర్థం, ఫార్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ రిజాల్వింగ్, రిమూవింగ్, ఎలిమినేటింగ్ ది ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ ఇన్ ది పర్స్యూట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ. బ్రహ్మ విద్యా ఉపసర్గ శాంత్యర్థం నమస్కార వందన క్రియే వాయు విషయే క్రియేతే. కేన కిం కిమర్థం కథం క్రియేతే. ఓకే, సో ఆల్ శంకర పద బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ ఇంట్రడ్యూసెస్. నౌ వి ఆర్ ఆల్ గోయింగ్ టు బౌ టు హిరణ్య గర్భేశ్వర, ది సమష్టి దేవత. సర్వక్రియాఫలానాం, సర్వక్రియాఫలానాం తద్ అధీనత్వాత్. నౌ వై షుడ్ వి ప్రే టు, వై షుడ్ వి ప్రే టు ఈశ్వర, వై షుడ్ వి బౌ టు ఈశ్వర హిరణ్య గర్భ, హిరణ్య గర్భ హూ సింబల్ ఆఫ్ ద సింబలైజెస్ ది కలెక్టివ్లీ ఆల్ దేవతాస్. దట్స్ వై వి కాంట్ ఇన్వోక్ సెపరేట్లీ వన్ బై వన్. యూ సీ, వి హ్యావ్ టు బౌ టు ఎవ్రీ స్మాల్ థింగ్ ఇన్ ద జగత్. ఇట్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్. హిరణ్య గర్భ యు సే హిస్ సింబలైజెస్ ఆల్ దేవతాస్. సో హిరణ్య గర్భ ఇస్ మెంట్ బై ద వర్డ్ వాయు సమష్టి ప్రాణ హియర్. ఓకే, సో బికాస్ తద్ అధీనత్వ సర్వక్రియాఫలానాం తద్ అధీనత్వాత్ బ్రహ్మ. వెరీ నైస్. సి వై దిస్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఇస్ సెట్ బి బ్రహ్మ, బ్రహ్మా. We know why the reality is said to be Brahma, Brihattamatva Brahma. We are going to see later on next chapter. Due to his incomparable bigness, it's a Brahma. But here, why Brahma? Because this Ishvara has the Adhinatam. All results of all actions are under the custody of Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha, okay? Therefore, tadadhinatvat. Sarvakriyaphalanam. Sarvakriyanam, sarvakriyaphalanam. Means what? Of all the results of all actions, knowingly done, unknowingly done, intentionally done, unintentionally done, however it is done. సర్వక్రియాఫలానాం సర్వేషాం సర్వాసాం క్రియానాం ఫలానాం సర్వక్రియాఫలానం. ఓకే, ఆఫ్ ఆల్ రిజల్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ యాక్షన్స్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఇస్ ది అధీన, అధీన. హిరణ్య గర్భ హ్యాపన్స్ టు బి ది లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ది బెస్టోవర్ ఆఫ్, హిరణ్య గర్భ ఇస్ ది బెస్టోవర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ రిజల్ట్స్ of actions. Ishvara only. Ishvara, in as the bestower of all results of actions, is said to be karma phala data. ದೇವ ಸರ್ವ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಫಲಾನ ಫಲಾನಂ ತದ್ ಅಧೀನತ್ವಾತ್. ಅಧೀನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್, ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್. Due to the dependence of all results of all actions upon Hiranyagarbha, due to the dependence of all results of all actions upon Hiranyagarbha, means Hiranyagarbha is depend upon, he is the karma phala data, therefore he is Brahma. Here ವಾಯುಹು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಾಯುಹು ಸಮಷ್ಟಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟೋವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸಮಷ್ಟಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಅಂಡ್ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣೇ ನಮಃ ಸಲ್ಯುಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯ ಗರ್ಭ the bestower of results of all actions, the results of all actions are depending upon this Hiranyagarbha. Unto him salutations. Sarva kriya phalanam tad adhinatva, the panchami hetvarte panchami, due to the dependence of all results of all actions upon him, this Hiranyagarbha is Brahma. And vayuhu, he is Samashti Prana, unto him salutations. Okay. Now, Prahvi Bhavam Karomi Iti Vakya Seshah. Prahvi Bhavam Karomi. Prahvi Bhavam Karomi means what? I do the prostration. I do the prostration. I do the act of bowing. I offer my salutation. So, Vakya Sesha means what? Again, the remaining sentence implied. To get the complete sense is, Pahvi Bhavam Karomi means I offer my salutations. I do this act of prostration about the Lord, as what? As the bestower of, determiner of all results of all actions. Okay, one more thing. Have you noticed one thing? Here the word Brahma is not long as Brahma. So Brahma. So Brahma, when it's a short, it's not long. Brahma is a nakarantaha pullingaha Brahman nishabdaha. Prathama bhakta Brahma. But nakarantaha napumsakalingaha Brahman nishabdaha. Now I'm going to guess Brahma. So the word, the Brahma, napumsakalinga shabda, as a, the short vowel akara, Brahma always implies the absolute reality, attributeless reality, nirgunam Brahma chaitanyam. But Brahma refers to what? Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. When you look at Ishwara as the bestower of results of action, sagunam Brahma. Consciousness is not the bestower of results of actions. Therefore, that's not nirgunam. Understand? Sagunam Brahma. So, Brahma, Brahma. We must remember this difference. So, here, who is Vayuhu? Samashti Pranaha. This act of bowing, this Vanda Namaskara Kriye is done by a Brahma Vividishuhu, to whom? Sagunam Brahma Hiranyagarbha. Must remember that. Okay. Then, Namaha, Namaste. Even he writes commentary for this word. All of you know very well. Namaha Te. Salutations to you. Tubhyam Te is equal to Tubhyam. I don't know why. He must have assumed that we will not know the meaning. Te is equal to Tubhyam. Sometimes te means tava also, isn't it? Sometimes te means tubhyam also. Possessive case or dative case? So here tubhyam to you. He vayo. O samashti prana. He Hiranyagarbheshwara. Unto you namaha. Salutations. Namaskaromi. Namaskaromi. I bow to you. O Hiranyagarbheshwara. Okay. Now, paroksha pratyakshabhyam vayuhu eva abhidhiyate. Vayuhu eva abhidhiyate. See, abhidhiyate means abhidhanam name by which you call somebody. Isn't it? Abhidhadati calls. Abhidhanam, a word by which you call somebody. His name, abhidhanam. Abhidhiyate is addressed, is called. He vayu. You address vayu. Okay. Vayu, vocative case. So who is addressed here? Hiranyagarbha is addressed. Vayuhu eva abhidhiyate. Who is called, addressed as Vayu, is not simply the Vayu Devata here. It is Samashti Pranaha, Sarvakriyapalanam, Sarvakriya Adhinatvam. Yes, yes, the Saha, that Hiranyagarbha is addressed here as Vayu. Namaste Vayu, Tubhyam He Vayu, Namaskaromi. Katham, we say here, why this Vayu? Shankaracharya mentions, don't mistake this just an element, one vayu here. No, here vayu is paroksha pratyakshabhyam vayuhu eva abhidhiyate. Why Hiranyagarbha is addressed as vayu here? Because paroksha pratyakshabhyam, because Hiranyagarbha is available in the form of breathing at the individual level. For you, and also available at the understanding as vayu, with the wind element also. Paroksha pratyakshabhyam. Paroksha pratyakshabhyam means you are Hiranyagarbha, O Lord, you are both parokshaha. You are also pratyakshah. Okay. When you say pratyakshah means what? Pratyaksha means this Hiranyagarbha is experienced, is understood at the individual level as one's own prana. And the same Hiranyagarbha is also understood at the cosmic level as Vayuhu. Therefore, paroksha pratyakshabhyam. If you don't know, hold your nose for some time. Just block your breathing. And you know how Hiranyagarbha is there. Why do you, from you used to say, why do you want to go and search a Bhagavan? Every laptop of your heart is Bhagavan. Isn't it? Bhagavan is there as in inhalation and exhalation. Why do you want to go and search a Bhagavan? Isn't it? You see the order. Nothing stops here. So, paroksha pratyakshabhyam vayuhu eva abhidhiyate. So, vayu is addressed here. Because vayu is a symbol of what? Now, Hiranyagarbha. Who is there at the individual level as one's own inhalation, exhalation. There is the wind also. So, adhyatmika tattam is what? Prana apanadi. Adi, the bhautika tattam is what? Vayu. Okay, so Hiranyagarbha is the one who is perceptible as the inhalation, as the exhalation, and also as the air element. Unto him, salutations. Now, having bowed to this Hiranyagarbha, now he has to glorify. His first kriya is done. namastevayottameva pratyaksham. Having bowed to him, namastevayo, now glorification comes, now praise comes. Vandana kriya. What is vandana kriya here? Kimcha tvameva chakshuradi apeksha. Chakshuradyapeksha. Chakshuradi apeksha bahyam sannikrishtam avyavahitam pratyaksham brahma asi. It's a glorification. O Hiranyagarbha, you are Brahma. How? Pratyaksham brahma. You are perceptible, Lord. How? Perceptible? Understand? Even chakshuradi apekshya. Chakshuradi apekshaya is equal to apekshya. When compared to even sense powers can be inferred, they cannot be perceived. The sense powers which serve as instruments of perception can be inferred, they are not perceived. Isn't it? Of course, it is also available for thought perception, but not for sense perception. Therefore, sensorily imperceptible are these powers. Therefore, chakshuradi apekshya, when compared to the subtle sense powers, bahyam, external, sannikrishtam, very close, sannikrishtam, avyavahitam. Okay? See, the sense powers are said to be bahyendriyani. Jnanendriyani bahya antahkaranam is internal instrument of knowledge. Sense words are bahyendriyani. So when compared to these external instruments of knowledge also, sannikrishtam, what is closer than these sense powers, external powers of powers, sannikrishtam, much closer, avyavahitam, very close, sannikrishtam, sannikrishtam, avyavahitam. Vyavahitam means slightly distant. Okay? Distinct. Avyavahitam. Intimate. Intimate. Very intimate. How intimate? In deep sleep state, all instruments stop functioning. Even then, who is intimately present functioning is prana. Therefore, who is intimate? The one who does not go away from you at all is intimate. Isn't it? Prana doesn't go. Even in sleep, prana should not stop. Therefore, prana, the functions, physiological functions are happening always. But sense powers stop functioning in deep sleep state. Therefore, he says what? Chakshuradyapeksha bahyam chakshuradyapeksha. When compared to these external powers of knowledge, this vayu, o vayu, you are much more, you are closer, you are more intimate to me. And you are perceptible, pratyaksham, perceptible also to me. Okay. Yasmat tasmat tvameva pratyaksham vadishyami. Because of these reasons, I say you are much closer to me. This is glorification. First namaskara kriya, then vandana kriya. See, vandanam also means bowing. Vandanam Raghunandana. When you say, this vandana is bowing also. Vande, vande means what? A bow. But here namaskara kriya and vandanam. So Shankaracharya says, bowing, that namaskara kriya is act of falling flat. And here vandanam, he says praising. Vandanam also means bowing, but here he takes it as praising, glorification. Now, how he glorifies? Ritam tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi. He said, Ritam. Let me tell you this thing, stop here, okay? Very important lesson. What is Ritam? Shankara Bhagavad Pada's definition of Ritam. Yatha Shastram, Yatha Kartavyam, Buddhau Suparinischitam Artham Tadapi Todadina Adhinatva Twameva Ritam Vadishyami. I'll explain this tomorrow. Okay? I need to take time. Okay. If you have any doubts on what you have done today, you can feel free to text me. I can clarify your doubts. I'm sure very basic kindergarten language. I'm sure you all would have enjoyed it thoroughly. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamodachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. People who do Bhashya Parayanams on important occasions, they learn to read this with the sandhis. So you, when you, very simple, before we go to next portion, who can read, try to learn, read this at least once or twice, okay? So see you later.
Swamiji.
Yeah.
For a quick question. So we said, Namahate tubhyam evayo, namaskaromi.
Yeah.
And we said, paroksha pratyaksha abhyam. So pratyaksham, I guess, is directly, and paroksha is?
Indirectly.
Indirectly.
Anyway, the object only.
Paroksha.
Okay. Okay, see you later for Bhagavad Gita.